going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll talk with Anthony Slater right now as he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests at 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands?
I mean, let's aim higher. I like Lathrop. Jimmy for Jokic.
Stop.
That's what some of these deals sound like when people suggest.
Well, we'll just talk to Anthony Slater right now, and he'll tell us what it is.
It sounds ridiculous.
They're keeping Jimmy. They're keeping Steph. They're keeping Draymond. I would be shocked if that core three wasn't back to start the regular season next year. Now, come trade deadline time next, like, regular season, we'll see what the team looks like. But that's a long ways away. We're reacting to the aftermath of the Warriors season right now with Anthony Slater, a 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and covers the team for The Athletic. And Anthony was obviously a part of all those exit interviews yesterday. Steph, Jimmy, Kuminga, Buddy, Draymond, Anthony doing a hell of a job in all the coverage all season long, and we greatly appreciate it. So, Anthony, I'm just going to ask you the question. Your biggest takeaway from all the exit interviews yesterday from the players was what? Could be from any of the players, but your biggest takeaway was what? Good morning.
Morning. How are y'all? I'd say one or two things. I mean, maybe just Steph kind of reaffirming that he probably would have played game six. So just like it's kind of like a further torturous nature of the series that they couldn't even get game three, which felt like the game they should have got, or at least won for him. And then looking forward wise, I mean, it's just the Kuminga situation, right? I would say the answers by the veterans to the Kuminga questions, but also Kuminga's kind of non-answers on his future. And maybe that's not an exit interview thing, because it's obviously something I've been and we've all been tracking for a year plus now, but just Kuminga's future. To me, that's the off season, because his contract situation is the pivot point on like what they do with this roster.
What happened with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, you were there the whole time, essentially, right? He got, you know, yanked in and out of the rotation. This has been really kind of 4 years of, you know, unwillingness to maybe do some of the more marginal stuff, you know, the off-ball defense, the rebounding. I mean, you know, Kuminga mentioned it, that him and Kerr, half their conversation in the exit interviews was about rebounding. So, you know, you could blame, you know, front office for bringing various people in. I think if we go way back, you know, it's probably Kerr on the biggest part of the pie chart as far as, you know, playing Anthony Lamb over him, playing Jermichael Green over him, you know, name some of the guys. But I think every situation we could probably rationalize Steve Kerr's rotation decision on that specific night. But, you know, over the grand course of things, I can understand why a 22, about to be 23-year-old wing who just proved to himself once again on a playoff stage against a good defense that he can score, you know, 23 points a game, basically, that he's ready to not just be, you know, a marginal rotational wing that might get DNPs on any given night.
Talk with Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider here on the River Islands guest line. Anthony, is there any way you could envision Jonathan Kuminga wearing a Golden State Warriors uniform in game one of the regular season next year?
Yes, for sure. It's dependent on his market. You know, the Warriors are not going to just let him go for nothing, right? Like just, oh, he signs an offer sheet elsewhere and he can walk. And the Warriors are also not just going to willingly accept bad contracts back in a sign and trade just because, hey, you know, X Eastern Conference team wants him and they have a couple of expirings on, like, you know, mid-tier to bad rotation players. All right, well, whatever. They'll take that in like a protected first. Like, no, they want, they're worried about asset management and, you know, retooling the roster next year. So if Kuminga either can't find the exact contract he wants elsewhere or find a team that delivers the Warriors the type of sign and trade they need, the Warriors have an amount of leverage here. It's called restricted free agency, where they can match any contract offer. So both sides really need to work together. They both need each other in this situation. And if a situation doesn't present itself, I could very easily see them working out a contract where he comes back with the idea of giving him a runway next season, trying to make it work next season, while also potentially trading him down the line. You know, you can sign him and still trade him in February, theoretically.
Yeah, that's what they did with Lauri Markkanen. We were talking about that during that time when, oh, Utah signed him. He could be moved down the line. Is the door completely shut on Jimmy Butler being a guy that could get moved because of his $60 million salary, you know, coming up over the next couple of years? Or is that completely out the door?
Unless Giannis is ready to walk in the door, I think that's out the door. You know, I mean, it's a big ticket item. And, you know, you can go back. They've been trying to get this co-star for Steph Curry, the second, you know, big piece that they feel like they've been missing the last few years. Obviously, we know some of the names they went after: Paul George, Lauri Markkanen. You mentioned it. To me, Butler is, you know, they lucked out by dodging Paul George and Markkanen and getting Butler. And even Durant, right? We can mention Durant. I think at this point you'd probably say, you know, I think they're in a better position moving forward with Jimmy. But sure, if Giannis wants to force his way to the Bay Area, that would probably change the equation. But, you know, there is no indications at this point that that's going to be happening. You know, it's very early in any type of process, but I don't think that's going to happen. So if that's not going to happen, then yes, I believe Jimmy Butler's going to be here.
And are they 100% locked in on Draymond Green? And I guess not necessarily just on the team. To me, I want to see him embrace an Iguodala-like role where he would be, you know, used situationally. We know their best closing lineup is him as a small ball five, but you can't do that all year long. And then also, like, starting the games, you know, with Jimmy and him and other guys that you would have out there, there's a spacing issue. Is there any sort of indication that they would be willing to adjust his role to better fit navigating the regular season and getting the best version of Draymond come playoff time?
Well, I think they've tried that at various points. Like, they kind of tried it in December. They just don't commit to it. But remember, they put him on the bench and put Kuminga in the starting lineup. And Draymond had the post-game comment about, like, the future is now or whatever it was. Like, he's next up. And then they played poor defense for like 4 games, and then Steve Kerr came to the podium and was like, I can't not start Draymond because we need to be a defensive team, you know. And I just think it would probably be a lot of that next year, where maybe they try to do some stuff. They're going to minimize minutes, I think, of all their veterans at various points next year. They're going to try, you know, probably start a center next to him to try to, you know, ease the wear and tear on his body. And I think if theoretically Kuminga came back and he was just exploding and it just seemed obvious, like, maybe he would technically, you know, find his way starting over Draymond. But the reality is, I just believe Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are all going to be like believing they need to be a top five defense, because that's what it feels like. You know, every year now they're coming into camp just thinking they have to be that to contend, and just saying, hey, Draymond Green has to be a starter in 35 minutes on any night that they want to win, if they believe that's the case. So to answer your question, I think he's going to be back, and I think he's going to be the starting power forward while also shifting to center, you know, a lot.
What did you make of his season, Anthony? Draymond Green, obviously DPOY candidate, was campaigning for himself the last few months of the regular season. But I guess as with everything, when it ends in the playoffs and the way it ended with such a thud, I guess it left a lot of bad taste in Warriors fans' mouths just watching that. And effort's not the right word. It just wasn't good enough. And to be frank, he looked old at times in this series. And listen, you're going up against the young guns. I get it. Julius Randle's looked incredible. Anthony Edwards. But it was on full display, especially without Stephen Curry. It just didn't look good at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, Julius Randle proved to be a tough matchup for him. Kind of bully ball, power forward, who he's had clashes with over the years that kind of, you know, had a really good series. And, like, you know, it wasn't just on Draymond. And, like, Julius Randle, the way he's hitting threes, just the confidence he's playing with, that's a tough matchup for anybody. That's going to be a really difficult matchup for the Thunder and Nuggets in the next round. But, I mean, like, look, he was great in the Houston series defensively. Well, I mean, at times. I mean, he certainly had the he had the highlight
moments.
Yes, moments is fair. And by the way, when you win a series in seven games, like, he probably had about four moments, and it was during their four wins. But, I mean, he was, like, he's still at all, he's going to get all defensive first team. He's still considered a top five defensive player in the league. That's valuable. The offense is always going to get schemed in various ways. One thing I wouldn't mention about the Houston series, which is probably what you're getting to, is, like, you know, they put Van Vliet on him, right? And it really kind of screwed up the Warriors offense. They were able to put Sengun elsewhere and hide him, and Draymond struggled with that at times. The offense is always going to create tricky situations. It's part of what's, you know, you were mentioning the Kuminga pie chart earlier. I just think Draymond's playing style and the way he can kind of handcuff lineups at times has been somewhat of a blockage to Kuminga. So, but, you know, they've decided to live with it. They've lived with it for, you know, almost a decade and a half at this point. And you know, typically it's led to more winning and better defense. I mean, they were, for 2 months to end the season, like, the best defense in the NBA, and that was a large part Draymond Green.
Did you think they were, though? Like, I know, like, that, like, because Steve Kerr references that a lot, Anthony, like, the numbers, all the numbers back it up. We were a number two rated defense or number one rated defense. Like, some of that's baked into the schedule, though. They played a lot of bad teams.
And they got bodied by a lot of bigs in a row. I mean, Toronto dominated them in the paint. Obviously, New York had their way in the paint. And, like, just go, if you go last month of the year, Zubac, I could go right down the list of big power forwards, big, strong athletic centers, just dominating them down the stretch. That's why, like, I think they're in a conundrum here. And you referenced the offensive handcuffing. I mean, in the playoffs, his assist-turnover ratio was 3.8 to 3. It was, like, cut in half. It was terrible.
Yeah. As far as, like, you know, the end of the season defense, like, you know, decent nights, bad nights. To me, like they, if they enter next season with the type of personnel that we think we're going to have, I would consider them a top seven NBA defense, which, again, they're of the organizational belief that to compete at the level they want to, they have to have that type of thing. And I just think they believe Draymond Green has to be, you know, the Ray Lewis, the middle linebacker of that mix to make it work. But yes, that creates offensive, you know, trickiness. I mean, the reality is, like, if Draymond Green, in the world where Draymond Green isn't on the roster next year, they will have more offensive freedom and more probably looseness and ability to play spacing lineups and stuff. But also, I bet by the time we're in mid-November to December, y'all are looking at them ranked 18th in defense and going, like, how can they solve these defensive issues? And the answer would be out the door. So that, to me, is the tough balance that they're facing.
No, there's no doubt. And I just keep coming back to their big offensive woes made their defense worse because of all the transition, live ball turnovers, late shot clock, hoists that led to long rebounds and teams getting out. So I think having a better offense will make their defense better in general, but I think we agree that there's a middle ground we can agree on. One of their defensive stoppers was GP2 for a long, long time. I didn't see that. He was a minus, 57 in the playoffs overall, which is a pretty large sample size. I think that he was a very useful and good Warrior for a long time. He's a free agent. What do you think ends up happening with GP2?
I don't think he's necessarily prioritized, but you know, if we're talking minimum market wise, I think him and Kevon Looney are very valued locker room presences with, like, you know, unique skill sets and the trust of the head coach. And as the Warriors front office builds the roster, that matters, right? Trust like Steve Kerr having trust in a player. So, I mean, I think they're good minimum value signings, but to your point, like I think the bigger ticket items, the higher priority stuff you go after this summer, rotation players you go after, that's, they're not among them. They're kind of lower down the list, which by the way, this reminds me of 3 years ago after the title, Gary Payton and Kevon Looney were, free agents, but at that point they were the priority. We were having conversations heading into that summer about, you know, them trying to get both of them back. They ended up just getting Looney. Gary goes to Portland, but they were not minimum guys at that time.
And then like the two guard spot or however you want to classify it, because we don't know if sometimes Curry's considered a point guard, sometimes he's a combo guard.
My
personal belief is the biggest hole on this team is that position. A perimeter defender who can knock down threes. I know they're going to say playmaker, if you will, like a playmaker on that wing.
Well, I'll give you the name. They got him last summer, didn't they? De'Anthony Melton. It's like, I know he played six games, but the player you were describing is what he was. Like, he's a really good, versatile defender that could upsize and downsize defensively. I remember in that Dallas game, the Clay return game, he was guarding Kyrie at times.
Ball handler, he could knock down shots.
And he could hit 40% from three, and he could handle, and it looked really good for six games. And he's going to be a free agent this summer, and I'm curious about the interest in a reunion there. Although, you know, again, he's coming off an ACL, and prior to that, he had a back issue. So it's a riskier move, but that's the type of player and the type of bargain, considering the lack of financial flexibility they have, that they need to go after.
So, okay, where does that leave Brandon Pajemski in terms of, like, today, how do you think that they view him going forward?
A major part of their future. You know, we wrote about it a little in that kind of like, you know, obituary, whatever you want to call it. There's certainly, you know, somewhat of a split of like how important and how vital he needs to be, you know, in third year, fourth year, fifth year as he grows. He has very high ambitions of himself, particularly on the offensive end, that I think some people might question. But head coach loves him, front office loves him, and that's been a rarity, right, in this two-timeline era of, like, you know, the front office drafting and prioritizing a guy and Steve Kerr being like, yep, we'll play him 33 minutes a game. I can understand the idea that you don't want to go into next season with him as, like, your fourth guaranteed starter and closer, kind of like he was by the time this season ended. And, you know, we mentioned Melton. They're getting a guy like that that maybe leaps him a little in the pecking order. But regardless, he's making, well, I think, 3-point-something million next year. He's on a, like, really high-value contract, and he's going to play a lot.
Talking with Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game, Warriors insider and insider for The Athletic as well. He's tapped in on all things Golden State Warriors as they had their exit interviews yesterday. Steve Kerr, did he have his yet? No, right? We're waiting
that's
on
today.
That's today.
I think 1 p.m. today. Maybe.
1 p.m. What do you?
Him and Dunleavy?
Mike Dunleavy, yeah.
What's the number one question for Steve Kerr today, heading into that exit interview for you, Anthony?
I'm going to be asking about Kuminga today. I mean, because again, like, it's not just like, oh, we need to solve the riddle that was the Kuminga 4 years. It's like he is either your pathway to getting rotation players this summer if they collectively decide that it's not working and it needs to be elsewhere, or there's, you know, he's your big money guy that you're bringing back if you decide to bring him back, a restricted free agency. So, like, to me, he is the most important offseason question because he is how you retool your rotation, or he is who you need to elevate in your rotation. And to me, the questions to them are you going to try to make it work with him? And if you're not going to try to make it work with him, how are you going to use him to get better? Because I think that is your clearest way to do it. So that is my biggest question.
What would you do? Knowing everything that you know, Anthony, and they came to you and they said, Anthony, what should we do with Jonathan Kuminga? What would your advice to them be?
I would spend the next month trying to find the absolute best sign and trade situation possible with Jonathan Kuminga, because I think at this point, considering all the factors at play, that seems to be the best thing for Kuminga's career moving forward, and that is the easiest way to get, you know, better fitting pieces on the roster. Now, if you came to me after a month or whatever, come July 5th, and said these are the sign and trade options and they're all bad looking, then I would think about bringing him back, because, like, you do not want to let that talent walk out the door for nothing. But I just think with all the factors at play, I just think if you can find an appealing sign and trade, that seems to be best for all sides.
Do you think Joe Lacob viewed this season as a success?
You know, we talked to him in the kind of like club area of the Timberwolves game, like maybe 5 minutes after the buzzer, game five. And he was, you know, he was steaming a little bit, but, you know, he is of the belief they would have won if Steph Curry got hurt. And to me, if Steph Curry didn't get hurt, and to me, like, that allows them and Joe Lacob in particular to go to the offseason believing the trade they made was correct. The team they had could have competed. I mean, you're seeing what's happening in the Denver-Oklahoma City series right now. If they had gotten through Minnesota, like, there's a, you know, puncher's chance they would have had to maybe go into the finals. So I think he views it as unfinished business, kind of unanswered a little bit. But generally, yeah, they got to the second round. They got some home playoff dates. They found what they believe is a second co-star that can give Steph this final, like, contending window. And, yes, to answer your question, not only do I think he believes it, I mean, he said it on the record, you know, to us.
Is he a big Jimmy guy? I mean, obviously he was thrilled with the impact. I'm just, like, is he married to Jimmy, or is he just always going to be married to whatever the best possible acquisition is? You know what I mean? Like, some guys have favorites, and I wonder how Lacob's feeling regarding Jimmy.
Well, I mean, Joe is passionate, and he's a Draymond guy. He was a Clay guy forever, right? He's a Buddy Hield guy. I remember when they got Buddy Hield. He talked about how much he's always loved watching Buddy Hield shoot. You know, he's a Jonathan Kuminga guy. He was a James Wiseman guy. Like, to answer your question, yes, he's a Jimmy guy. Like, he loved the impact. I remember after the trade talked about the toughness and all that, and how he's always, you know, admired Jimmy's game. But that's Joe Lacob. You know, he'd be a Giannis guy. He'd be a, you know, like, let's kind of he. But I guess, like, he's about winning, right? Whatever produces winning for him.
So let's say Anthony, as we're talking to Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider. Great stuff here. Let's say they run it back next year. Where would you slot them in the Western Conference? Obviously, there's going to be so much that happens. Maybe Giannis is a part of the Western Conference at that point. You got Cooper Flagg coming to the Dallas Mavericks. You feel like they're going to be a player. Lakers are always lurking. But as it stands, if they were to run it back, you feel, you still think they're a top six seed in the West?
Yeah, I think so. Let me look at the standings right now. But, I mean, you're talking Oklahoma City, regardless of if they have a massive failure on Sunday, and it would be a massive failure, they'll still be going to, you know, probably the favorite to be the one seed, considering what they can do in the regular season. I think Houston's going to be very dangerous. I'm curious what happens with their roster this summer. You know, how do the Lakers retool with the Luka LeBron situation? Denver's going to have Jokic. That's like almost a guaranteed 50-something wins. Clippers, you know, it's going to depend on how everybody retools. Minnesota, the team that just beat them. Dallas, how do they – like, to me, those are maybe the 6-7 teams, whatever I just mentioned, that are all going to be either above the Warriors or in that same mix as the Warriors, and it's about them producing enough regular season wins to comfortably be in, like, at least a 4-5 seed range. But sure, they're in the conversation.
All right, so let's dream for a second. I love dreaming big. I'm sure. A big believer in, you know, visualization, and I'm going to let you know right now, I'm all in on
this. Did you think Shohei Ohtani was going to the Giants? Is that type of
oh, no, you never –
I never bought into that.
Well, then you don't dream big.
I like to dream reality, right? Like, I know, okay, I'm never going to be 7 feet tall, right? So I'm not going to dream that.
There's surgeries for that.
But
now,
I could conceivably be, you know, Mookie Betts on the softball field. But that being said, like, I want you to visualize this. What would a Giannis trade look like? And I'll let you think about it for a second. I'm talking about, like,
dreaming
financially and draft-wise. I want Giannis. I'm all in on Giannis. I will move heaven and earth. And if it takes Jimmy Butler, it sucks. But, like, I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm like, I don't know how you match the salaries and this, that, and the other. So what would a hypothetical Giannis trade look like?
And every pick you have, right? I think they got 4 tradable firsts. You probably have to send them out unprotected. You'd have to do all your other available firsts would be pick swaps. Throw all your seconds, which is very light. I think they only have, like, 1 or 2. So you have to throw your entire pick package in the cupboard. You got to match the money. So, you know, Jimmy, you know, Kuminga would be a young piece if you were talking more like sign and trade type situation. Moody, Pajemski, you know, name it. The theoretical Lauri Markkanen trade and then some.
Would Draymond be, I mean, I'm just asking out loud because, like, I'm just curious. It would only be Jimmy.
If we're just purely talking money, yeah, you could do Draymond, and then you have to add everything else up, you know, right? You're talking like Kuminga, sign and trade, plus the Moody, plus the Vajewski, and I'm just talking money right now. Yeah, I mean, that's a way to do it. But you got to remember, like, you know, Milwaukee has a level of leverage here, and I understand that stars control a lot. And sure, if Giannis was just adamant he has to go to the Bay Area, which there's no indications that he's, like, that's his thought process right now, that would help. But also, like, Milwaukee has him under contract for two more seasons. And to be honest, like, there's just a lot better packages than the Warriors out there. They're like, the Thunder, think about the type of package they could put on the table. Like Houston, San Antonio, like, you know, a Stephon Castle, second overall pick, 14th overall pick.
No, you're not playing the game. Anthony, you're suspending reality. That's the point of dreaming it, okay?
I mentioned Shohei Ohtani to the Giants, because it feels a little bit like that conversation.
Yeah, but Farhan was running things, so I just, you know, no chance. We got Joe Lacob. All right, we didn't see Luka getting traded, all right? Name one name who could be on the move in your mind that maybe no one's talking about that would be a seismic shift for the league.
I think, like, Devin Booker's being, like, very publicly protected by Phoenix, right? And they're acting like no way. But it's like, I think any smart basketball person looks at Phoenix's situation and, like, that seems to be the guy that I think he could shift the balance of a lot of these teams the way he plays. Just think about the way he played in the Olympics, the way he can kind of morph into, to me, the correct winning role. So, like, I would highlight him, but, like, that would require Phoenix accepting their reality, which I'm not sure they're going to.
Anthony, great stuff.
You're the best, buddy.
We greatly appreciate it. We got to get you in studio here for, like, an end-of-season recap, too. I know you guys did that last year. We could play
a lot of other games and just have fun with it, you know?
There you go.
Shohei to the Giants.
I'll let you get back to whatever the questions you have for Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr today. I know you got that. And you're on dad duty, of course, too. So, congratulations there, and good stuff all season long. We really appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
You're the best.
That's Anthony Slater.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.